On the right track. All right, Rabbi, good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up. It's on page Zayin, the bottom of page Zayin, in the Chovas HaTalmidim. So you have, I made a couple of extra copies of the sheets. In Meretz Hashem, we will have Svarim, which have been graciously dedicated by the Harwitz family. In Meretz Hashem, they will be here in just a day or two. So we are picking up, I will say, in the bottom of page 7. So remember, again, 7, page Zayin. So we're still in the introduction of the Chovas HaTalmidim. So if you remember, again, the Piagetzna spoke about yesterday the concept of the word chinuch. Remember, we're trying to figure out, he speaks to the pasuk chanuch lenar api dako, gam kiaskin lo yasra mimenu, from which the Piagetzna said, what's the goal of chinuch? Or what's the, I should say, the metric or the litmus test of successful chinuch? So it is, if even when my child moves out of my home and gets older, he still lives by the values that I try to imbue within him as a child. Because remember, again, now the Piagetzna is coming from a little bit of a different world. He takes it for granted that when your child is under your roof, of course your child's going to listen to you. And of course your child's going to do everything that you have to say. See, he says, that's not a successful chinuch. Any child listens to his parent, ultimately when he's living under his roof. The shaila is, does my child take with him or her the lessons of the home, even when they are no longer in the home? So the Piagetzna says, but before we get to that, we have to define our terms. What does the term chinuch mean? So if you remember again, already in yesterday's shir, we're beginning to speak about the idea that the word chinuch represents a haschola, represents a beginning. But it's not any beginning. As he gave examples, we don't use the word chinuch whenever we want to use the word beginning. We use other words for beginning. So take a look at the last paragraph on Zayin. Ava Parshas Lech Lecha. So I mentioned this in passing yesterday. Here the Piagetzna says it inside. Parshas Lech Lecha, Mefarish Rashi Lani Yosef, Vezel Shonom, Chanichav. Remember again, when Avraham Avinu goes to war against the four kings. So remember again, the pasuk says, Vayorek es Chanichav. He readied his chanichav. And what does Rashi say over there? Shechinichu lemitzvos. Shechinichu lemitzvos means that ultimately, again, these young men were trained in mitzvos. Avraham Avinu had trained them. V'hulashon haschalas kenisa sa'adam okli lo'umnus shu asid la'amodo. Bless you. So ultimately, says Rashi, something amazing. What does Loshon of Chinuch mean? Chinuch means the beginning, or the haschala, the beginning of the process of entering a person or a utensil into a service in which it will ultimately serve. The English wasn't so good, but you'll see what it means in just a moment. V'chin chanuch lenar, chanukas hamizbeach, chanukas habayis. And the Rashi HaKadosh says, that's how we see the word chinuch. Rashi gives a definition. He says the word chinuch means to initiate something into a process that ultimately, or to initiate something, that will ultimately allow that entity to actualize its future purpose. It'll make more sense in just a moment. That's why Rashi HaKadosh says we only see the word chinuch by certain things. Chanuch lenar, education of children, right? Chanukas hamizbeach, dedication of the mizbeach, and dedication of a home. He says, af al ha'uman, turn the page to Ches, hamaschil b'malacha, lo yomru lashon chinuch al haschaloso, im kvar yochol b'u b'esamanoso. But then the Piagetzna makes an interesting point. He says that if you'll notice again, the word chinuch is not used with just any beginning, but rather the word chinuch is often used with something that already exists but needs to have an initiated purpose. So for example, he says when you begin to build a home, we don't say, oh, Ploni has begun to be mechanech his bias. Right? Rather, when do we use the word chinuch when it comes to bias? When is Chanukas HaBayis used? When is that used? When the home is built already and about to be, and now we want to dedicate it for its particular purpose. Chanukas HaMizbeach, the dedication of the Mizbeach. We don't use that term when they began to build the Mizbeach. Rather, when do we use the term Chanukas HaMizbeach? After the Mizbeach was built, and now ultimately, again, we're going to dedicate it for its service. Therefore, you see the Piagetzna says that the word chinuch, and I will say, I just want to point out, what he's talking about over here is the education of our children. So there's a dual lesson for us. Number one, if you have children and you want to be mechanich them. So the Piyajesna is telling us how to do that. That's number one. But I just want to point out, whatever is true for the education of our children, for educating our children, becomes equally true for ourselves, for discovering our potential. So there's a duality in this message. How to be mechanich our children, and how to be mechanich ourselves. So now the Piyajetzna just gave us a very exciting and profound definition. Chinuch doesn't mean to begin, and chinuch doesn't mean to build. Chinuch means to take something which is already in existence and to initiate it for its particular purpose. So watch this. Alach, second paragraph, page Ches. Alach shara shanimsa bekoach bekeref ha'adam lamalach azu ozu. Valach sharas habayis vakli letashmish ze oze. Nofel lashon chinuch. Therefore, says the Piyajetzna, to go ahead and essentially allow a person, or for that matter, an entity, to actualize its particular purpose, that's called chinuch. That's called chinuch. So for example, he says, tevili atzmi tevas chinuch. The word chinuch is a word unto itself. V'nemra, here we go, al hotzaas hachshara asher ba'adam o bikli, minakoach ela poel. We'll say this. The sheets are yours. You'll have svarim and teshuvim and a day as you. But you can underline this line because we'll say this is the ikar. What does chinuch mean? Hotzas hachshara asher ba'adam obekli, the taking of the potential which exists in a person or in a utensil, minakoach el hapoel, from the potential to the kinetic, to the potential to the actual. He goes on. He says, "Kim lo notzia," because if you don't undergo the process of chinuch and you don't take the potential and turn it into actual, then what? He says, "Tishar behelam." So also, like most things, what happens? It just will remain there. In other words, potential, unless it's actively discovered, just simply remains dormant. Utzrichim anu lohotzia ulechanech esaish hazeh sheyeh asal ba'malach azu. Va'abayis o'akli letashmisham. Kol cheidu letashmisho asher hu mukhshar. Va'akli letashmisho asher hu mukhshar. So we'll say, so this is absolutely amazing. So for example, let's work backwards. What's a Chanukah Savayis? So the Piyajetzna posits, a Chanukah Savayis, so we'll say, means my home could be a home. Okay, very nice. It's shelter. It's nice. It's enjoyable. It's quiet. It's relaxing. All the various different things. Wonderful. But it's simply a home. Or I can say that my home is a place for hachnasas archim. My home is a place for Torah. My home is a place for chesed. My home is a place for chinuch of my children. So we'll say that's a Chanukah Sabayis. A Chanukah Sabayis is where a person takes a physical shell called a home, and he says, I need to discover the spiritual potential within this home. And so too, again, says the Piyajetzna. We'll say, what does it mean to be mechanich our children? What does it mean to be mechanich our children? So to mechanich our children, we'll say, chinuch, you'll excuse me, is not the subject matter. It's not what course in history they're taking, or what course in mathematics, or for that matter, even which particular mesechta they're learning. That's not the ikar of chinuch. The ikar of chinuch, from a Jewish perspective, is to allow my child to discover their inner kiddusha. To allow my child to go ahead and discover their inner holiness. And we'll say, you know, people miss this point. You could educate your child to the T and give them all the most wonderful education, and they score this on this and get into here and get into that. It's fine. It's wonderful. That might be an education, but it's not chinuch. Chinuch is the process where I allow my child to discover the holiness they have inside and to take the potential and turn it into actual. That's chinuch. The other piece is what we'll call education. Actually, we're going to see. The Piyajetzna is going to call it pedagogia. That's important also. And it's amazing. The Piyajetzna is a Chassidus Rebbe in a town called Piyajetzna in Poland. He not at all diminishes the importance of all the other educational components. He says, just call that, don't call it chinuch. That's not chinuch. He says, that's education. Chinuch is a very specific process through which we discover the potential that resides inside the child, and we turn it from potential to actual. Ukishenemra, So when we speak about this concept by educating our children, and again, I will say, just so you understand, so again, I can't say enough, don't, if a person's thinking to himself, well, my kids are older, they're going to have to, remember again, whatever is true by the child is true for us also. Which means, what do we do every single day, Rabbi Say? What are we doing? We see, when you become an adult, you know what the difference is? You have to be self-taught. You have to have self-chinuch. So what's my self-chinuch? Every single day what I recognize is I have Kedusha inside of me. And that Kedusha has yet to be discovered. That Kedusha has yet to be tapped. And so my job is to be mechanech myself and try to figure out how do I find my Kedusha. Ukishenem ratevo zoachinuch habonim. As a kavona hi legada lulifatech es tiva vachsharasa shal yelad. Shenimtsu bo b'mida ketana o b'koach o b'helam levad ulegaloso. So we'll say another piyush that says that explicitly. And when it comes to being mechanech our children, to educating our children, the goal is to help my child, or to help actualize the teva, his nature, hachsharaso, his abilities or predisposition that are ultimately found in him, that are often hidden, and to reveal it. The chivan sha'ish ha'yisraeli od bialduso, ruach Hashem nishmas shakai timuna gnuzavo. And I will say, because often as children, so the ruach Hashem, which is within us, often is obscured. Tzrichim legadal, ulechanich oso, ulehotzia legaloso ulafricha. The haya liyehudi ne'eman oved es Hashem. So I'll say, so our goal, ultimately again, is to find that kiddusha, to find that ruach Hashem, which exists within the child, and ultimately again, bring it out from the potential to the actual. The haya liyehudi ne'eman oved es Hashem, b'terasa me'atzmo yechbatz, umidarko gam kiyaskin lo yasur. So I'll say, so remember again, here's what the Piaget says. We're going to conclude this paragraph. The Piaget says, this is the ikker. The ikker is, I could force my kid to do whatever I want, right? And let's even presuppose for just a moment that my child will listen and do what I tell them to do. Let's presuppose that that's true. But at the end of the day, there's a second part to the pasuk. Gam kiyaskin lo yosr mimenu. The chinuch I give my child, I want my child to have even when they're no longer in my home. If I'm just forcing them to do stuff, okay, but what's going to happen the moment they leave my home? The moment they leave my home, ultimately, again, they're going to move on to something else. And therefore, again, he goes on and he says, So therefore, again, it says the Piagetna something amazing. He explains that the problem ultimately is that if I go ahead and just simply force the child or habituate the child to do what it is that I tell them to do, when they get older, ultimately, they will simply leave that way. Now, we'll say, we'll finish this up. We'll have to stop here for today. Therefore, when you educate the child, get into his kishkas, get into his neshama in a good way. Not get into his kishkas in a negative way. In a good way, understand who he is. So what the Piagetna teaches us is an incredible yisod. Number one, a definition. Chinuch ultimately means what? The discovery of potential which resides within and creation of the process which allows it to come out. When it comes to our children, therefore, again, says the Piagetna, simple instruction, or simple, ultimately, again, just what he calls habituation and command, is fine for when your child is under your roof. But it will not work ultimately again for when they leave. I will say, what I do want to point out to over here from the Piagetna is very important, which is sometimes parents think that because the Piagetna says, conventional wisdom is to force your child to do anything is not usually such a great idea. Shmuel say, but unfortunately, sometimes people then go the opposite way. And they say, I don't want to push, so we'll just let it be what it's going to be. You can't do that either. That's an abdication of parental responsibility. The job of a parent is to be mechanich. To be a mechanich means an active, a hands-on active process. Now you have to know how to put hands on. And you have to know sometimes how to guide. But to go ahead, and it's amazing that sometimes parents think that, oh, my kid will figure it out. The kid's not going to figure it out. And if they do figure it out, they may lose years of their life in the process of figuring it out. And that's time that can never be reclaimed. So there's this incredible balance, which again, the Piaget is going to address a little bit, which is this idea that on one hand, my goal is not to be a drill sergeant, right? My goal is not to get my kid to do what I need them to do, when I want them to do it, how I want them to do it, because even if you're successful, it goes out the window the moment they're out of your home. My goal is to discover the potential. But discovery of the potential requires active parental involvement and people, requires an active, well-thought-out, choreographed process, because otherwise, Nebuch, what ends up happening is, my child has all of this beautiful kiddusha within, but unfortunately it never comes out. The goal is to be mechanich, but to be mechanich in a way in that what? Gam kiyaskin lo yasser mimenu. That even when my child leaves my home, the chinuch that I've given him or her ultimately remains with them for a lifetime. Most of us have to stop over here. And again, just I can't tell you enough, keep on understanding that whatever we're learning over here vis-a-vis the chinuch of our children applies to the chinuch of ourselves as well. Whatever the mechanism for bringing out the Kiddusha of my child is going to be the same exact mechanism for bringing out my personal Kiddusha as well. All right, we'll stop over here. I'm sorry.